There are struggling musicians, and then there are musicians who can't imagine what else there is to do with their lives.
I haven't really changed much since we started, you know, playing together since we were in seventh grade, you know, or at least it doesn't feel like I'm.
The ex-ambassadors are four young, inseparable musicians who can still imagine they are in someone's basement, just jamming away. What was possibly noisy to parents and neighbors years ago, though, has turned into a marketable musical skill. Their latest album aims to bring all of us into the basement with them to hear some fine songs about family and friendship and the music that glues them all together. Sam Harris and his older brother Casey are joined by bass player Noah Feldschuh and drummer Adam Levin. Sam wants to thank his parents for all of this.
I think we were lucky to have parents that basically, as long as we were able to make a living and were happy in life, they were pretty much happy with our paths in life. They never tried to push us necessarily in one direction or the other. And, you know, they completely, you know, when they saw that music looked like that it was going to be the direction, you know, they were probably reluctantly, but they, you know, they got totally behind us, you know, on that. And, you know, and they've just been fingers crossed that we could actually make a living at it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think also a part of their generation, you know, they so fiercely, you know, went left and did their own things. And, you know, my dad left home very early and my mom decided to become a folk singer and, you know, which both, you know, my dad was a writer for years and years until he became a publicist and...
So there were lots of examples for failure.
I think when they knew that we were going to become musicians, they're like, "All right, they're probably going to fail too. It's great, you know. Just let them play." Mama, come here, approach, appear. Daddy, I'm alone, 'cause this house don't feel like home.
What is the combination of your personalities and your style that really seems so attractive to so many different people who have used your music, who have, you know, sort of sampled your music, who have, you know, anything from commercials to other artists?
We've got a pretty eclectic style, I guess. I mean, that's probably a product of all of our, you know, personalities and all the, you know, the various musical backgrounds we've all come from, you know. It always seems to come together to make a very wide-ranging selection of music, which I think has helped us a lot along the way.
Yeah, I think also in movies and when, you know, movies and commercials where brands are, I think our approach to music is very genuine and we're never writing songs with a product in mind or with getting syncs, you know, placements in TV and film and commercials and stuff. We're never writing with that really in mind. And I think that kind of genuine approach kind of comes through in the music.
I mean, as big of a platform as the internet is, you know, sometimes blogs just don't take certain bands or, you know, or whatever. Like, we didn't really find internet acclaim and the simple nature of the music industry right now where, you know, it's kind of impossible to make money selling your music. That's a way for bands to survive. It's a way for musicians to survive. And I think people are kind of becoming more aware of that, the general public.
What was the pitch from Rihanna's folks? I mean, how'd you get a piece of that action?
That was it's a good piece of action to be part of, man.
Yeah.
I had started this chorus over a beat that he had sent me, and we worked on the chorus for about 6 months. And she really took to it, really liked it, and then after she said she wanted to use the song, I helped put words to the verses, you know, for this concept. Yeah, it was a real labor of love, man. It was like a year in the making.
Do you have to do that
all the time on like a corporate jet when you're
oh man, if we were on a corporate jet, yeah, we totally would. But
You know, it's funny though, I do write a lot of my stuff on, you know, while we're traveling in our van. Like most of our record was recorded on my laptop into my little Duet and into an SM58.
All of us, I mean, even Adam, you know, now has a lot of, you know, great samples of, you know, his drums and stuff, and he can program a lot. So I don't even know, for the next album, we may not even go into a studio at all. We may end up just recording everything literally on the road on our laptops, you know. Run away with me. Lost soul to reverie. Running wild and running free. Two kids, you and me. And I say, hey, hey, leave it like we're ready. This project is about you growing up, becoming adults.
Yeah.
You say that very openly.
I mean, you know, two generations ago, you know, rock and roll musicians, it was like, you know, I want to be dead, but I'm 30.
And it was all mystery. You didn't want to talk about your childhood.
A lot of suspicion about adulthood.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't really changed much since we started, you know, playing together when we were in seventh grade, you know, or at least it doesn't feel like it. We really just wanted to, with our first fully, you know, thought out piece that we were putting out in the world, wanted to have it be as
honest
and as solid of a representation of who we are and where we come from as possible. And that led to finding the clips from the home movies and from, you know, footage when we were teenagers and a young band starting out when we were in our early 20s.
How and where will you be in 2015? Now that's 15 years from now. You'll be 26.
I will not be here. Hmm? I'll be away from you guys. Far away.
We may follow you.
You do and you die.
You know, showing people who we are, that's, you know, honestly, that's what people get down with these days. They want to know who, you know, artists and all that are on a personal level. And
yeah, I mean, obviously the thing is we still have no idea who we really are.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big part of it too. It's just the exploration of it that, you know, we want to continue.
The band is called Ex-Ambassadors. Band members Sam Harris, his older brother Casey, Noah Feldschuh, and Adam Levin all joined us in the studio. Their new album, VHS, is out now.